Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Stonem. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Uhel. And now, play ball. John Stonem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonem hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Walker is chasing the ball. Stonem rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Stonem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is hit by the pitch. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stonham hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to second. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Juhl covering. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Juhl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stonham hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hal Rhine now playing third base. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Uhel moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ivar Swanson now playing center field. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Milt Bocek now playing left field. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Chapman steals third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stonham hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stonham. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.